Hello and welcome to the Even Me podcast. This is More Speaks
and your girl Kim.
All right, and today our topic is how people treat you is a reflection on how they feel about themselves. So I will let Kim start since I feel a little different about it, but go ahead.
Really, you feel different?
Just a little.
Just a little. It's not everybody, right? It's not how everybody is, but I'm seeing that. Okay, just example. I was talking about the my son's dog I have here, right?
No.
I can't stand that dog. But, you know, and I was like, he's a bully, like, you know? And I remember me being in the sixth grade. I was kind of a little bully too, you know?
I'm a bully?
I'm gonna say in a way I wasn't that type of bully, bad bully, but I was a little bully.
I was a bully.
And but no, it's like, so narcissists, people that has these traits, psychopathic traits, how they feel about themselves is how they treat you. So say we confiding in each other about our past. So then when I bring it up to somebody else and say, hey, this is so-and-so. And they was like, really, that is? And then they bring up this person's past. Wait a minute, you should be feeling bad. You should be shutting up. Basically, you should shut up, basically. Because you have a past, and it's not a glorious past. People think that their past is okay because it's not as extreme as someone else. But a past is a past. A sin is a sin. So you feel bad about yourself. So you're trying to reflect that, you know, deflect that on somebody else. And I've seen, matter of fact, when I went to see The Color of Purple, really what made me think about this movie.
And you're wearing a purple shirt.
Am I wearing a purple shirt? Yes, I am.
I heard it was okay. I haven't seen it yet.
But see,
I'll wait till it gets on streaming.
Wow. No, but you have to get the book from Alice Walker. When you understand the book and where she's coming from, no matter if they made a cartoon of it, you know, it will bring some light to you. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the original version. You know what I'm saying? So to me, everybody has their own opinion about the love scene. I didn't see no love scene, because if a kiss and a love scene, goddamn, I've been making love to a lot of people then, you know, because a peck, a kiss, or no love scene. And then, you know, it was just different things. So I just took that as this is what people do. Because they hurt, they tore up, they was mistreated, and they feel this way about themselves. So they want to reflect that on you. They want to throw that on you because they don't want to clean themselves up, right? They don't want to dig up, go in their closet and clean it out. They just want to, you know, okay, make somebody else feel bad, make them feel, you know, some kind of way. So that's why I came up with that. You know, a lot of us are mistreated and done wrong by family members or friends or so-called friends, because we can't say relatives and so-called friends, because they had some tragic things to happen to them that, you know, caused them to act the way they act. So they want to put that on you. So I'm like,
Yeah, I guess... this can go two different ways. When you first mentioned it to me, the topic, I just felt like, okay, so let's say a person mistreats you and talks down on you. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know how that would be a reflection on themselves, unless they're deflecting, like you said, they're deflecting their stuff onto you. But then I see this also a different way. Some people treat you a certain way because they were brought up a certain way. So let's say a boy who sees his mom, you know, get abused by the father. He sees that for years. You know, he's going to turn out there's a couple of ways, but there's a 50-50 chance that he's going to turn out to do the same thing as his father because that's what he saw, you know, it's in his genes, and that's what he's going to, you know, portray and do. Or he can be the one that treats a woman outstanding because he saw what his father did to the mom and he feels like he's going to do better. Mm-hmm. So I that's why I said, you know, it can go different ways, you know, but I think, you know, in your case, the way you're saying is, you know, if a person starts to treat you bad and down talk, you know, to you, that's how they feel about themselves. They feel bad about themselves, or they feel horrible of, you know, their past or their sins or whatever. And they want to deflect that to you to make you feel bad, kind of level both of you out at the same time. That's why I said, you know, I was going to feel a certain way, because I don't think there's one way you can think about this topic. Like, the opinion, it could be pretty open on this topic.
Yeah, it can. I mean, you know, and then going back to, you know, I say that if a person was raised right, you know, and they treat you the way they was raised, or how they seen their family member treat, like men seen how their dad treated women, you know, kind, and or they was raised with girls or with just their mothers, and they know how a woman want to be treated with softness, you know, want to be soft. We have to be hard. Like, right, a lot of single women, we have to be hard, and especially if you're a boy mom, you know, you have to, that's not what we want to do, but we have to have some, you know, hardness to us a little bit, and resilience to us to be able to take on that challenge. But a lot of people don't see that just because I have to be strong, I have to be hard, I want to be soft too. And they don't know how to do, some people don't know how to do that. So I'm going to say me. I'm going to say me, because I can't say we. And I've talked to a lot of different people this past week, and they've been through some of the same thing. I guess that what made me and them kind of, you know, our story kind of merged together, because they didn't know why we was, you know, they drew themselves to me because they've been through some of the things that I've been through, or dealing with some of the things that I've dealt with. And I'm like, man, you know, I tolerate how people treat me. You know what I'm saying? And I try not, this year, this is my goal to myself. Instead of reacting when somebody pissed me the fuck off, because today it happened. And I went to that 20-minute meltdown mentally, because mentally.
Was it a person or was it that dog?
No, it wasn't that dog. It was a person. And the stuff they said, and they kept saying it, and they kept saying it. And I wanted to say something to that person. It wasn't the right time and it wasn't the right place, number one, to say it. But I wanted to go the heck off. But that was the old Kim. So I just shut up, retreated within myself, gathered my thoughts, and started thinking, you know, hey, if you react, you're giving them what they want. You're giving them the reaction, but then they going to look at you and say, well, you're acting that way. I was just joking. Damn, can I joke? No, because certain things you don't freaking joke about. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what a person had to go through to get where they're at, or what a person endured watching another person go through. You know what I'm saying? So it took me 20 minutes, and I'm not gonna lie. I had to sit there and say, Kim, you got to get this together, because you're finna react like the old way, and people are watching you and want you to act that way. So I got myself together, and I went to talking to that person like nothing was wrong. But the whole time driving home, my mind was like a conversation that what I should have said. But, and they think it's okay. Well, I got away with this. I think I can do it again. But partner, if we ain't in the right place, if we ain't in a protected place, you might get some words from me. And right now, I don't give a freak who I lose as a friend, so-called friend, so-called relative. I don't care, because first of all, if I watch what I say, because I'm a person that's hurt, been hurt, going through hurt, trying to recover, you know, all that, if I watch what I say and don't use it as a joking or use it, don't do it to me. You see what I'm saying? No matter what it is, don't do it. You could joke about, oh, you know, you got one toe bigger than the other, or whatever. I don't care about that. But when
I
it
hope
comes,
you got one toe bigger than the other.
Don't you understand? But it's just like, and that's the thing. I keep saying my emotional intelligence are getting better. It's getting better and better. But I'm not tolerating the bullshit from anybody. That's why I was talking to one of my friends, and we was talking about how we clicked on the same thing, but we didn't know we put what we were saying. And my thing is eviction letters. I'm giving out eviction letters. This whole month of January, you get evicted, you get evicted, you get evicted. And I don't give a freak, because that means that you're not meant for me. I'm holding on to stuff that doesn't benefit me, because I'm thinking it is, because I need somebody to talk to, or need a friend, or so-called.
Episode 29.
Huh?
Oh, episode 30.
Yeah. So I don't need that. And I'm not wishing nobody bad or nothing like that. But just remember, and I like this, what you do to somebody is gonna always find its way back to you. But it ain't gonna come how you gave it out. It's gonna come back harder, stronger. It's gonna come back. So everything I try to do now is with grace. And try to, you know, monitor how I do it, because if I cut you off, make sure I do it as a kind and polite way. I don't have to argue with you, because I don't want, you know what I'm saying, stuff to come off. I don't want to wish nobody bad. I don't want to hate on nobody. I don't want to bring up. This is the thing. It's so bad for me. I don't even want motherfucker's name in my mouth. I wouldn't even say that person's name, because I know how the tension is. I know what type of person you are. So if I don't bring up Candyman's name, he can't show up, right? So I don't bring up people's name. I don't say names now.
You say it three times.
Yeah. Not gonna say it one time. I didn't do it back then, so I'm not gonna do it now. But it's just like we tolerate so much. People see something good in us, and they knew we've been through something bad, so they're going to try to take it and crush you. And they continuously, and we tolerate it, but like, oh, okay, they just joking. Okay, they mean us well. Oh, they going to get better. No, you get better by yourself. That's you and God's problem, not mine. No more. I'm not trying to be Betty Crocker, you know, Betty Boo, and all these people to people. I'm not trying to be. I'm sorry. You know, it's not. I mean, if you're not giving me energy that I'm giving you, two up, because
new
I don't.
New year, new Kim. So,
yeah. Yes.
Just in case, I kind of went right into the podcast. Just want to wish all our listeners a happy new
happy
year.
Happy new year.
And if y'all forgot, episode 30, Kim was talking about handing out evictions. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, it is up today. She's handing out evictions, so if she don't talk to you past the new year, you're one of the ones that probably you didn't receive the eviction letter, but you're part of that list.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just know that she ain't talking to you no more. And if you notice, Kim held back on like 5 curse words and said freak and other stuff until she said motherfucker. So
I'm trying.
She's trying. She's trying. But yes, I understand everything you said, and I feel the same way. But like I said in the past, I think I've let go of a lot of people. Eviction letters went out a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, so I knew that in order for me to prosper and move ahead in my life, I had to get rid of certain people. There's no point of keeping them around if they're not helping me. I don't need someone that's going to benefit me. I need someone that's going to help me. You know, we can grow together. Mm-hmm. You know, like we spoke before, you know, it's, you know, just with this topic, you know, if I feel someone's treating me a certain way, I mean, there's no point of dealing with them unless it's like family. You joke around, you know, you have those certain family members that you know, you joke around and, you know, call each other names and stuff like that. You know, that's okay. You know, because they're not doing it to hurt you. Now, if it's a family member that's doing it to hurt you, you know it, and they're doing it out of spite, you know, that's totally different. Or an ex-boyfriend or a boyfriend or significant other that's doing out of spite, you know, like, let's say, you know, your best friend, y'all talk about each other all the time. They talk about your big toe, or like you said, having toes different sizes or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But y'all do that friendly, you know, it's a give and take, you know, she's not doing it, you know, and he or she is not doing it in front of like company or something like that to put you down. Cause you could tell a difference. Mm-hmm. If I'm here with you and we're like private and we're just talking and you're like, oh, you got a big fat toe or something, or, you know, your gut is big or something, right? That's different when you're in the privacy of your home, y'all just talking, y'all chilling. But if you're in public and that same person says, oh man, you know what? You know, King got a big old gut. I don't know about that. She looked like she got a beer belly, or, you know, her toe is too big or something. Or her toe hangs out of the shoe. That's totally different, because now they're putting you out there. You're out in public. She's doing it as a display. Like, let me talk about Kim to bring her down and bring myself up. And I think that's what this topic mainly talks about, because you don't want somebody that's hurting you to make themselves feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the bully in school. You know, they will always, you know, bully a person until that person retaliates, and then guess what? They're the biggest baby, you know, or they just start crying, or then you kind of find out, you know, it probably happened at home. You know, this kind of stuff is happening at home. So that's why I said this topic can go two ways. You know, they could have been seeing, you know, someone in their family bullying another member, and they think, oh, if they do that, I'm gonna do that to them. Or that's happening to them at home, so they retaliate and do it to someone else to make themselves feel better. Like, oh, Kim talks about me all the time, so guess what? I'm gonna go to this person and talk about them. But sometimes they're not gonna, like you said, karma's gonna come back around, and they're not gonna like it, because it's gonna come back two or threefold. You know, it could be worse. Mm-hmm. You know, that person could end up, you know, knocking them out. It's not gonna get to words. It's gonna just, you know, get to action. And you're gonna find that one person and push that right button, and that'll be your day.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I feel like maybe some things I've done, you know, I just have to accept the consequences. And I just, you know, when I accept those consequences, like, God, be merciful with me. You know, I didn't know any better when I did do wrong. So now anything I try to do, I pray about it. I'm trying to do it the right way. You know, even though somebody may be like, oh, you dumb, you stupid, you doing for that person, that person is not a good person. But long as God see it, you know what I'm saying? And when he tell me to remove myself, you know, because God gonna tell you, you ain't gotta do nothing. Let me tell you, you don't have to do anything. God will do it. That is so crazy, because I prayed on certain things and God started removing, or some people, a person said something like, oh, I'm gonna stop talking to you. Then I pray to God to remove people, even if they remove themselves from me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he answering my prayers. It's just that he letting me see it. Now, I did say, God, don't let it be so, you know, subtle, like a dang, you know, punch in the stomach with a, you know, a kick with a steel toe boot, because that hurts, right? But like the pastor was saying, if we don't go through those, like the sprained ankle, the bruise, the cut, and we don't heal from it, right? We try to avoid it. Everything we do, you know the ankle is broke. You know you need to go get it set, it, you know, right? So why not just go ahead and take it, like whatever pain you have to go through it so you can heal. Yeah, and that's how I feel now.
The analogy I heard kind of like that was, God is going to take you and put you through hills you know, basically that's a trial and tribulation. He's going to take you to the hill. You're going to conquer it or you're going to fail, but you're going to learn how to climb that hill. And mm-hmm. guess what? The next thing you're going to conquer is a mountain, because he's not going to put a mountain in front of you that you can't, you know, handle. Because now you're basically ready for that mountain, because you just came over a hill, let's say a hill and then a valley, then another hill. You know, he's going to put you in place to, you know, overcome those kind of situations. You know, it's like you're not going through a relationship. You know, a relationship is not going to be easy, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to get with somebody. Either one of you is going to have some type of baggage. You're going to have, you know, kids. You're going to have baby fathers, baby mothers. You know, it's going to be something to hinder. Everything is not like, you know, pretty roses and flowers all the time. You know, yeah, there's, you know, people that have that situation, but they haven't went through anything yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just going to go into the, you know, straight into the honeymoon phase and figure out at the end, you know, we're not really compatible. That's why so many relationships, you know, fall apart, because they haven't been through trials and tribulations in previous relationships, or that relationship is so new that, you know, everything is still in the honeymoon stage. You know, everything's beautiful. Everything is just working out. And it happens that way. You know, many people, you know, if like, I think if you've been into a relationship, you know, for many years, you went through high school, you know, and then college or whatever, and then you get married like after, you've already been through a lot together. It's mm-hmm. not like, you know, you haven't seen like the good and the bad of that person. But if you, you know, just meet a person, it's not, everything's going to be hunky-dory the first, you know, bit, you know, because you're not going to tell me everything in your past the first day. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you everything in the past. I'm going to just, you know, let it out little by little. So like that, I don't scare you. You don't scare me. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, just in this case, you know, you want your, like your friend said, you want your representative to be there, which is basically your other self. Put that mm-hmm. up there, your front, you mm-hmm. know, until you guys are to the point, you know, and we can go back to previous podcasts and how we, you know, spoke on, you know, how long does it take to, you know, meet the actual person that's inside of you, you know, see all the issues that you've had, all the issues I had, you know, mm-hmm. things like that. And then all that, you know, like you said, it's a reflection on your past issues, you know, and a reflection yeah. on, you know, your upbringing, a reflection mm-hmm. on what you've seen, a reflection on your past. And then it's up to you to, you know, the output of what you have is up to you. You know, you gotta choose wisely and choose how are you going to, you know, treat other people at that point?
Yeah, I mean, because I've talked to a couple of people, right? And I think one guy really sparked my interest, you know, to want to really get to know him, because he asked all the right questions. All the right questions. He didn't go into what irritates me. And I rather people say, oh, you know, I like this or whatever about you or whatever. I don't like, I told my manager, I hate when somebody tell me, oh, your eyes. First of all, it ain't been months down the road that we know each other. You like my eyes because of the bedroom eyes. Shit, I can't see out these motherfuckers. They are just regular eyes. I don't understand. One of them is cockeyed. I don't know, but I hate that. Give me something else. That's what you see? That's what attracted you to me. Okay, yeah. Not that, you know, you sound like a mouse. I like that. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But the eyes. I know okay. I got one. That's why I know I got one cock eye. But anyway, it's just like, it irritated me. But this guy, you know, it's just the getting to know stage or whatever, just talking. But everything he's saying, you know, and I know it could be a cop and I got to watch for that too. But he asked the questions And he didn't ask about my past or anything like that. He asked the question, what do you like to do? Damn, what do I like to do? What would I like to go?
Left you speechless, huh?
Yeah, like, what? I can, we can go to a movie. We can sit and watch a movie at home. I can be in, joggers and a t-shirt, and that's cool with you? Oh, man, that's number, okay. Keep it coming like that, or something simple, right? We don't have to be dressed up to go nowhere, no big, place to eat. And I'm like, okay, and then he loved his mom. He take care of his mom. Okay, it could be a front. But okay, these are some good things right here.
Yeah.
But let me go further, before I decide, okay, I can have a drink with you, or I can go on a real date with you. But I'm not trying to rush it, because you can say it, because you probably dealt with it so long, you already know what to say. Devil comes in many different ways, right? He don't always come with horns. He can come like an angel too. Mm. So I'm just like, I'm watching it more, because I'm trying to not dig into a person past so early, but understand okay, you've been in this relationship, so you've been dealing with this, so you might treat me a certain way because how somebody treated you, or how the ex treated you. And that's why I don't want to get involved with anybody, like truly involved, because I want to make sure I'm totally over everything,
Yeah.
So I want to treat that person how they're supposed to be treated, not that because you're driving, a Jaguar. And I think you're superficial, because that's what I used to think about men that drove luxury cars. They're superficial.
You think so?
I really think so.
I mean, I think certain people buy certain vehicles because they can,
mm-hmm.
or they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, like you say, there are some superficial people that buy it to like show off. Like I remember I told you I had a friend that had a Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
and that's all he said. I mean, it was a old ass freaking Mercedes, but when people ask, he said, I drive a Mercedes, but he would never tell you it was an old ass turbo diesel that from like the 80s, and it was like the 2000s. So
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you're doing good. If you found somebody that you guys are just talking, I think just continue talking,
mm-hmm.
and put your Matlock hat on and just keep asking questions and make sure that, he's the one, or, mm-hmm. A person that, you can at least spend time with. And before you get too intimate or anything like that, have them take you out on a date, have them mm-hmm. take you to the movies, have them do everything that hadn't happened in the past, in previous relationships. So like that, you can feel like that woman that you've never felt in a long time.
Yeah. So
I mean, because you could have done it in the past, but you want it a certain way, right?
Yeah. I'm dating myself right now. So I took myself to the movies.
You took yourself to the movies, right?
I took myself to the movies. So I'm like, knowing me and what I like. So I'm dating myself. I'm going to the New Jack City play myself. I'm doing it myself. So I'm learning to
Don't go too far, because don't do everything by yourself.
I'm not gonna go there with you. But I'm learning to love and be in love with Kim. That's love funny. Her.
You gotta love yourself before you love somebody, because if you've been mistreated for a long time, you don't know how that feels. That's why I was saying, don't, mm-hmm. if he's trying to wine and dine you, let him do that. Let him do, what you haven't felt in a while. And if it makes you feel good, then, little by little, just, inch in and let the relationship build. Don't skip any steps, because mm-hmm. If you're trying to build yourself, you're trying to love yourself, you're trying to make sure that you find the right person, and take it step by step. Just treat it like a young relationship. Just treat it like you've never been through a relationship. Have them mm-hmm. take you out, have them, you know, wine dine you, you know, and then one day just let them know, hey, you know, I have kids, and see how that goes. I mean, unless you already told them.
Oh, I already told them. And it was like, I just laid it on the line, and it's just like how the acceptance part of it. So, okay, whether you take it or not. And it was just like, okay, I want to call you the next day, or I'm going to check on you. And it's not overbearing, like calling me every day, texting me every day and expecting a response. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? But just to check on me. And some people don't understand that is the best right there. Someone who just texts you and check on you. That's awesome. That's a key to open up a lot of doors right there. So
it doesn't have to be every day. It can be just every other day, or you know, once in the morning, maybe once in the evening or something, or something like that, or every other day. You know, as long as they're not, like you say, overbearing or overprotective. You know, we're barely starting a relationship. You shouldn't be texting me every freaking day.
Every day, yeah. I don't have time for that. And then I figured this, on which we're going to talk about on our next podcast, that we don't get into a relationship. Women don't get in a relationship for love all the time. It'd be for security.
That's true.
Security, you know, with
it. I've seen it happen. Security, so, you know, making sure that you have a baby with that person.
Oh.
And they shelter you, even though that person is an undercover brother.
Oh, God. Okay.
I've seen that. So that's one of the podcasts I do want to talk about.
Oh, okay. I mean, you took it. Woo! Over my head. I was saying, not financially. A man doesn't have to, never. I would never do that again. If we can't match, or I can be close to you, no, you don't have to be my protector. You don't have to be my shelter for financial reasons, you know, but to be where I can count on you to check on me, you know, just, hey, just want to see how you doing. If that's just first thing in the morning, I don't hear from you no more that day, I'm good, because you called me and checked on me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I feel
that he has another woman.
You know, because I get sidetracked, and I don't even have another man. I don't even have a man. So I may forget to text you back at times because I get to doing other things. But see,
I love you,
Anthony. I'm so sorry. Sometimes I do forget. But no, it's just like, I'm not looking for that, because I know people be lying about stuff. They be trying to do other things. You can go ahead and do all that. Get it all out your system. Get it all the way out, whatever you're doing, because I'm not going to hound you. I don't give a shit right now, because I'm loving on myself. Just know the punani you're not getting. Get it wherever you're getting it at. Clear it out your system. But I want to be that girl you take out to dinner. You take to the movies. We go to the park. Whatever. I want to be that. But nah.
Yeah, just don't be the second one. So
hell no. Hell no. And if I am, your ass better be doing it right. No, I'm sorry. I ain't doing it. They ain't doing it like that. Come on, throw me, choke me, do something. But
all right. So this has been our podcast. This is podcast number 31. And we are done. So I want to just thank everybody for listening this whole year. I think, have we done a whole year already?
We started in before your birthday, right? June?
Something like that.
Yeah, so I think we started in May. No, we started May before your birthday.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I know all my June Geminis.
They're not all crazy. Not all of
them. Y'all all look crazy, so.
All right. So, all right. So this has been the podcast. Check us out at Even Me Podcast on all your streaming services, and also Even Me Podcast and on Instagram, and still not updated, but and another location. So, thank y'all for checking out the show. Have a good one.
Peace.